Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 83. You are listening to this show, and for that I thank you, because you have helped make Nerdist Podcast the number one comedy podcast on iTunes. I know, by the time you listen to this, it will probably be someone else, like Corolla or Marin. But for right now, as of the recording of this opening, we are the number one comedy podcast on iTunes, and like fifth or eighth overall, so holy crap, thank you so much, you guys. We never foresaw that, so we certainly appreciate it. Jonah and Matt and I will hug each other in a corner and just squee as silently as possible. I want to tell you about a couple shows coming up. Minneapolis, May 6th, the Varsity Theater. I will be telling stand-up comedy jokes there. Come to that. Also, May 2nd, we will be at Nerd Melt in L.A. with Kevin Pereira of Attack of the Show at 8 p.m. And also, May 12th, Aussie Night. Not Ozzy Osbourne, Aussie, Australian Night. Rove McManus will be our guest. And then special musical guest will be Axis of Awesome. They're going to be performing two songs before they do their really huge show at Largo on May 19th. So come down for a preview of that and then go see their show on the 19th. Details for all these shows are at Nerdist.com. And ginormous thanks to our sponsor this week, who are making this episode possible. It's GoToMeeting, GoToMeeting.com by Citrix. This is video conferencing website. I mean, these guys have won just about every award you can imagine for web conferencing, and there are a lot more than you think there would be. The best thing is that they get nonstop praise from their customers. People say that it's smart, dynamic, super happy they switched over. It's very intuitive controls, which allow you to host your first meeting right away. You can schedule in advance, you can schedule on the fly. Everyone sees your computer desktop on the screen, so it's easy to collaborate files and documents in real time. I work on a ton of different projects, and so if I didn't have something like this, it would not be possible for me to do that, because I'm flipping files around like mad to numerous different people at all times. It's available for Mac, it's available for PC. You can use GoToMeeting for product reviews, demos, sales presentations, training sessions, status meetings, everything right from your desk. So sign up today for your free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting. You can hold all your meetings you want for one low flat rate. You get phone and voice over IP conferencing included for free. So visit GoToMeeting.com, click the try it for free button, and please enter the promo code Nerdist. That is GoToMeeting.com. Thanks, you guys.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
All right, well, we won't start in there.
It's a
Hopeful
Podcast.
No, we're recording.
We're always recording, Matthew. We're always recording.
Chris planted some recording devices in our skulls when we were sleeping.
Oh, my
God. That day we were napping.
You guys were so cute, too. You know, the blood trickled into your eye. Yeah, you just kind of wiped it out like a puppy. Yeah, it was adorable. Adorbs, one might even say.
Adorbs.
Oh, hi, Adorbs.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent.
I was in Portland this weekend.
Portland,
Oregon.
Yeah, you were there for Bridgetown
Comedy Festival,
which I heard was super fun.
It was a blast. It's a blast. It's just a bunch of people hanging out because it's one weekend and everyone's there, and it was a lot of fun, and everyone had their crazy Andy Dick stories.
Bridgetown. Oh, God. I heard he was
so many. Everyone had them. Everyone had him.
Having Andy Dick is like,
having Andy Dick,
like having Andy Dick, or like basically trying to. It's like going out into the open plains and trapping a wild Mustang, and then dropping him into a room full of civilized people and watching the mayhem.
I saw him once, but heard insane amounts of stories, like from everybody.
I am the great self-destructo.
Yeah, it was quite a bit of a crazy thing. But the shows were great, and the people, the crowds were awesome. There was one thing that happened where this girl that I used to know, like, casually, like, just way back in the day.
You had sex with her?
No.
That's what you usually mean when you say new casually.
Oh, no. I just knew her from around.
Okay.
She was someone...
My balls.
I'm not going to say her name, but everyone used to refer to her as Train Rekka.
Okay.
And she showed up to one of the shows. And I was like, oh, wow, that's right. You live in Portland now. I forgot. You probably went here after you went into rehab all those years ago.
Yeah.
And this is like, 7 years ago I knew her. And then she's there, and I realized that she's just there to, like, hang out with me.
Oh.
But every time I talk to somebody, she talks to them. Okay. And then she goes off and, like,
your shadow.
Buddies.
She's shadowing you.
Yeah, she's becoming buddies with everybody. And then like, all of a sudden I see her at the after party. I'm like, how'd she get here? I thought we lost her. And then the next day I run into a very funny comic, Mike Bridenstine. He's like, hey, do you know this girl, blank? And I was like,
Train Rekka.
I was like, yeah, all, well, she wouldn't leave my room last night after some people came over. It's like, she found her way into this after party at the, Mike's room, and then trashed the place.
Oh,
and
my
then,
God. Like,
and then kept on saying, it's okay, I know Jonah Ray.
Oh, that always works for me.
My name is not a name to drop, nor it's like, is it like, you shouldn't do that. And then Mike Bridenstine said to her, he's all, I know Jonah too, and he's, wouldn't be cool with this. He wouldn't be down for you doing this.
She sounds great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That was the weirdest thing to happen. But
other than that, the shows were fun.
Yeah, the shows were great. I got to see a lot of old friends, a couple friends from Hawaii, a friend from San Pedro. Like, they came out to the shows. The shows were packed. The crowds were awesome.
Portland's a great place to play. I think I'm playing there in the fall. I was gonna play there in the spring, but then the promoter had booked me the same night as Corolla. Oh. I was like, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, there's going to be a bit of a
Corolla's
crossover.
Corolla's going to sponge up all the people.
Yeah.
And his show was already in place, and he'd already sold tickets.
Yeah.
And so I said, let's just do it when your next available date. And they said, okay, fall. But I miss Portland. Portland has my favorite fucking bakery of all time, Ken's Artisan Bakery. Makes the absolute best. Like, they bake these, they make their own bread, and then they, you know, like, they do the ham and cheese inside.
Oh,
it's so good.
I've taken
pictures of it. I took Hipstamatic pictures of it just so it'll pop.
Give a little pop.
Go out of the picture to be a little
fake filter pop.
Good food there. But Voodoo Donuts is weird if you want, like, cereals and stuff like that on your donuts.
I do.
But they also have a place that's awesome called Ground Control, which is an arcade that is also a bar.
Yeah, I've been to Ground Control.
Yeah,
Ground Control is awesome.
You know what they have, too, is Pac-Man, like a four-player battle Pac-Man.
What?
It's so much fun. It's two people on each side of the table, the Pac-Man table. And as you're like playing, there's still the ghosts and there's still the power pelts, but there's four Pac-Mans, each controlled by a different person. And when you get the bigger power pellets, you become bigger. And then you can eat the other Pac-Man.
Like the old Super Pac-Man? Do you remember Super Pac-Man? Where you become really giant and you could fly?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, dear. I do remember that. But it's just like, you just become bigger on the screen. It's still the 2D style thing.
Yeah.
And then you can eat the other people.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, like, basically the person who's left standing wins.
Oh, that's
gorgeous. It's a lot of fun. It just turns
into
a... Is
that a mod that they created, or does it look like it was
It looks like an actual thing.
I am shocked that remember that.
You know what? No, it's brand new.
Oh, it's brand new.
Yeah,
okay,
it's brand new.
There you go.
And it is designed apparently by the guy, like some of the original guys that designed Pac-Man.
That's awesome. In the original Japanese, it was Puck-Man.
Paku.
And then they changed the name to Pac-Man because they thought that people would write F.
Exactly.
And turn it into Fuck-Man.
As noted twice in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Fact-Man just isn't as interesting because it's just a guy who answers a lot of questions.
Fact-Man.
That people ask.
That's a fact, man.
Yeah, Ground Control. I played a shitload of track and field and Discs of Tron.
Oh, nice.
Discs of Tron is where you go into the machine and then you. Oh man, I saw Tron Legacy. I'm so bummed.
Really?
You know, I put it off because I was like, ah, I loved Tron so much. I just don't want to ruin it.
It's bio-digital jazz, man.
So there's so much into the crazy philosophy. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Such an opportunity to make an awesome movie.
Yeah. It looked cool.
I mean, it I guess.
I didn't see it. I wouldn't waste my time.
Don't do it.
I'm not well.
You know, I don't know. Like, when I don't expect to like those movies too much, and so I went in not expecting much, and
yeah. I went in expecting nothing, and still,
and we're handed nothing.
I set the bar low, and then Tron Legacy said, "Oh, here, I can lower that for you a few more microns."
You know what was at the Ground Control 2? Doctor Who pinball.
What?
Doctor Who pinball with a little Dalek on top, and it was the scarf.
An old Tom Baker.
Tom Baker.
Scarfy. Tom Baker.
Scarf Doctor.
Fourth Doctor.
Scarf Doctor.
Scarf,
but that was there. I got excited.
Did you see the new one yet?
No. I'm still season 5, man. I haven't had time.
Damn you.
We call them series 5, Jonah, because that's what they say.
I know that's what
England.
They say there, but what says on the
speaking of series is have you noticed the Netflix new way of organizing things on the interfaces for like Roku and Xbox, where they just have a TV show, no seasons?
Yes, it's just everything. It's just all
awful.
Episodes. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard
it's
to
too
like
overwhelming.
Scamper.
Yeah, because if you want to watch a later, it's like 81 episodes.
Yeah, if you want to watch a later episode, you have to just scroll through everything.
Fix that, Netflix. Come on, fix it.
They will. Now that we've said it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
but they got all the cheers. They got all cheers.
They're kicking ass right now.
Yeah, they got so much new
Larry
TV.
Larry Sanders, all of the Larry Sanders shows.
Really, they got Larry Sanders. Oh, shit.
They got all the Top Gears, 81 Top Gear episodes.
They need It's the Gary Shandling Show.
I know. I was looking for that.
This is a theme to Gary Show. The theme to Gary Show. Gary Coleman. Me up and asked
if I would write a theme song.
How do you like it so far? It's almost halfway done. How do you like the theme to Gary Show? That show was so groundbreaking,
super meta.
In terms of like breaking the fourth wall and making fun of the sitcom format. And
yeah,
it was what a fucking great show.
It was really
that was.
The Paul Reiser show of its time. It really was.
How fucking dare you? How motherfucking dare you?
I'm kidding. Come on. The Paul Reiser show.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Might be good.
Two episodes.
Are they canceled already?
Yeah.
Oh,
after
shit.
Two episodes.
What?
It had the lowest ratings in NBC history. And then the second episode was even worse.
Now I feel bad.
Oh my God.
As someone who, like, tries to put stuff out there, and sometimes people don't respond to it. I feel bad about it.
Yeah. And like, it's, you know, I feel bad because he waited so long to really finally get up and do something again.
Yeah.
And then it just flops. It's like if Seinfeld came back and just, because Mad About You was a huge show.
Oh, what are you talking about? The Marriage Ref or something?
What?
The Marriage Ref?
Seinfeld's return to television. No, that's, you know, that's like, that's
he waited
different.
So long to return to television, and that's what he came back with.
Nah.
Okay, that is that's different. Just, that, you're right.
To me, the Marriage Ref was Seinfeld helping out his friend Tom Papa.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Who was wonderful. I love Tom Papa.
He's very hilarious.
We got to get Tom on the show.
Yeah.
But the Paul Reiser show, I didn't even know that it existed until you just said that.
Yeah, they just kind of... It was like, I always love it when networks are like,
surprise, here's a new show. Wait, what? Oh, you didn't watch it. Here it goes. Wait, I didn't even... But you just... Yeah. Oh, you want this show? What? It's like the networks play fucking keep away, and you're just in the middle like, I just want to get see the thing.
If I knew it existed, I probably would have watched it.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how it happened with Idiocracy, where it's just like... It's like there's all these people that would have gotten to see it, but they're just like, oh, it's out this weekend.
What?
Oh, really? It came out this weekend?
Yeah, it's
oh,
already gone.
Sorry, guys.
What? But you said it was this next weekend.
You didn't go.
But it didn't come out yet.
If you really wanted to see it, you would have saw it.
If you really wanted to see it, you would have stepped into the future and seen it. You didn't. So you need to be a little more motivated next time.
Yeah, remember that.
Remember that.
Met some Nerdist fans up in Portland.
Nice.
Made me a shirt. The Human Clock, which is a Twitter guy, has a website where he just has people hold up what time it is. He took the picture. Him and his wife actually made me a shirt of a dog with a silhouette of a dog with a unicorn horn.
Uh-huh.
And coming out of its butt were like gold buttons. And it was a reference to our San Francisco episode where we talked, like someone gave us the hypothetical thing. Would you rather have this or an immortal dog that poops out gold? And my whole thing was that, like, you get to poop out, you know, I want the immortal dog that poops out gold.
Right.
And that they made me a shirt representing that.
He's going to outlive you, though, and then he's going to feel bad. Every new master, he just has to watch age and die. He'll never get any older.
Yeah, but I don't have to see him get older.
Like Captain Jack Harkness. I've been watching Torchwood Children of Earth. It's mostly pretty good.
Whoa.
It's mostly pretty good. That's it feels a little like Vancouver Tale. It's like, you know, like there's a, I know it's not Vancouver, but there's a certain style where you look at it, you go, that was shot in Vancouver.
Wait, that's the, is that the new thing?
Yeah.
Like, well, the,
not
Stars?
The new one. It's on Star. The new one, the new series is coming up on Stars.
Oh, okay.
This was a 5-episode arc. I don't know where it aired originally.
What is the new one called? Year something or something? Oh. Children of... I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, it's a new thing on American television.
Children of Earth, getting chilly with it.
Oh.
Getting chilly with it.
I think that's probably
not
what it is.
Not a great name. No? They could have done better, I think.
Yeah, well. They're in a hurry. I might have made that up.
All right.
I might have made that up.
You probably did. I went to a Red Sox game at Anaheim. That was awesome. It was 11,
yeah, it was
11 innings, guys. I got extra baseball
for free.
Wow, that's
two more boring things to have to sit through than a normal number.
Listen, I had a great time. A lot of Red Sox fans in the stand. I had close seats. It was good.
No one beat you up?
My favorite pitcher pitched. He pitched 8 innings of 2-hit ball.
You know, here's my mom. My mom, who is like, could talk sports with you for hours. I was trying to connect with her on that level the other night for Easter dinner. So I was like, oh, well, what's the Dodgers are in a little bit of trouble or something. They're going bankrupt forever. And she was like, well, and then she just like lays out the whole story.
Laid out the divorce.
This guy, you know, this McCourt guy is going through a divorce.
Yep.
He had a deal with Fox.
Yep.
The baseball commissioner would not let him do it because the guy's a fucking communist.
And wait, she said that about Selig? About the commissioner of baseball?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. She
I'm
thinks,
impressed.
Yeah. She thinks that, she's like, the guy has way too much power. There's no one that will keep that guy in check.
Did,
she's like,
be.
Did you know the government the MLB is exempt from antitrust laws?
Yep.
She's like, it is, it's wow. And she was so furious about the whole thing, and she had much more terminology. I got her the
I thought you were gonna say wine.
I got her the no I got her the she doesn't need any wine to spin out of control about sports. I got her the MLB app based on your recommendation.
Oh, yeah, so
for the
fantastic.
iPad and she was already a member of MLB.tv.
of course.
She's like, oh, I just entered my thing in here.
What was the MLB? When was that? When did they start?
There was the American League and the National League, and they started having World Series in 1908.
The Kansas City Argyles,
Kansas City Monarchs. That was one of the Negro League teams.
Whoa!
Hey, come on, man.
We just have trying fun, guys.
2000.
But no, I like this is all fresh in my head because I just started rewatching Ken Burns Baseball.
Sorry.
Hey, come on!
It's so great.
Hey.
So great.
Were there a lot of slow close-ups on old African American baseball players?
There were a few.
I'm trying to be more open-minded about your baseball addiction.
No, it's okay.
You know what, Chris? You want to see a good baseball documentary?
No.
Ghost of Flatbush. It's awesome.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
Okay.
You look at me. I don't sport.
I don't understand. You watched the Civil War, but you can't get into the. You can't turn on baseball for like a second and watch it.
Oh God, no.
Thing is, Chris, about this documentary, Ghost of Flatbush, it is more about early Brooklyn and New York and like what baseball meant to the people in there.
Flatbush was where they built Ebbets Field.
It's more of a social documentary. It's more of a social documentary about that time and place.
I know there's like 8 guys listening to this podcast, like.
Here's all I know. My dad was born in Alabama. When he was 3 years old, his family moved to San Francisco. And then when he was a young boy, they got evicted from the whatever sort of shitty housing they were living in because they were living in a section called Candlestick Cove.
Oh.
And then they scooped everyone out.
So we figured out the root of Chris's hatred.
Damn you, baseball! You evicted my father when he was but a child.
I could have been in San Francisco, not the South.
That is home of the Giants and the Beatles' last concert.
Yeah.
Candlestick Park.
Yeah. Is it still functioning?
August 6th, 1966.
Is it still there, or do they...
Candlestick Park? It's Pac Bell. Well, it's not even Pac Bell. I forget what it is now. Some ridiculous corporate name park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like 3Com.
Best Buy, Target, Topia.
But what's so cool about the documentary I was watching is like Fenway Park gets built in 1912, and then Ebbets Field got built in like 1913, but that got demolished in the 1950s because it was like falling apart, and Fenway Park's still there.
Oh, wow.
I think it would be really fun. Is there footage of Ebbets Park being demolished?
Yeah.
It'd be really fun if you could superimpose Fonzie on there and he just like bats it with his hand and then it just falls down. That'd be really rad.
Hey.
Someone should do that mashup.
Fonzie should hit it and it should rejuvenate the park.
Well, the song,
and you just hear the
that should be just like a whole like series of video series of like just like Fonzie just like hitting something and things like crashing
someone
throughout the world.
Someone should make that.
I don't have the time.
I don't have the fucking time either.
We're just a dream factory, kids.
Oh my god, our buddy Daniel Spellman finished his Nerdist animated thing.
I haven't watched
the cartoon.
That's okay.
You haven't watched it yet?
No,
I'm gonna post it on the Nerdist YouTube page. YouTube.com/Nerdist.
It's great because Jonah just goes like this.
I don't say a thing.
You don't say a word.
I don't say a word. So fuck you, Daniel.
What?
Seriously.
He doesn't mean that.
Poor Jonah Ray.
Seriously.
I think it's hilarious.
You would. I would think it's hilarious too if I said word one.
This is kind of, but you look cool in it.
I do look really cool
in it. This is fun. I think maybe Paul Scheer turned me on to this weekend. A guy who, have you seen the Twitter account One Tweet Pete?
No.
This guy has almost 2,400 followers. He tweeted one thing. Everyone talks about going green lately. The only time I go green is on a long sea voyage. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Bye, Twitter. That's his only tweet. One tweet, Pete.
That's great.
So fucking, it's just like the avatar is just a dude. It's just a dude.
That's great.
One tweet, Pete.
I really hope that's it forever.
Yeah, that is. It's been that for a while.
How long? When was that tweet?
I already closed it out.
Well,
we'll never know.
Next time.
I can't be bothered to push a virtual button on a phone to find out a thing. So I'm not able to do that. Next time. Next time, though. What are you guys up to this week?
What am I up to this week?
That's
a good question.
Really?
Working. I'm going to have lunch with Paul Sebas so we can figure out the open mic.
May 8th, officially titled Matt Myra's Day Off.
Adorable name.
Literally. Adorable name. So what's going to happen is those 826 LA writing panels are going to go from 5 to 7. They're going to continue doing those, our friend Ben Blacker. And then the sign-up for Meltdown is going to be at 7:30, and then the shows are going to be at 8.
Is the sign-up sheet going to be at the front counter or out front of the door?
I haven't figured that out yet, John.
That's all the stuff
that he's... What do you think I should do?
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm open to ideas. What should I do?
You might as well have it in the showroom. I mean, there's no point in...
Yeah.
You might as well just have people come into the showroom. So they sign up, you draw names, and when someone gets their name picked, they get to pick whatever open spot is left.
Yes.
On your, you know, like you.
Yeah.
Whatever, 50 people or whatever you're going to.
You doing it, Bruco style?
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. Well,
talk about it.
Have fun with it.
It's going to be exciting. Do you have some jokes to workshop?
I have some.
You going to open with a set? Or you can do your set in the middle.
I think I'll open with my set.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll like switch off with Paul. Whatever. Like nice. If he wants to open a week.
Nice. That's cool. It's very exciting.
I don't know exactly, though.
Oh, I'm reading Bossy Pants by Tina Fey.
Oh, how is it?
It's great so far. It's really funny.
I'm not surprised. I love that woman.
Yeah, she's great.
What a fucking dynamo.
Yeah, amazing.
What a hilarious
writer. Just like, you know, really cool stories, but just always makes the time and room for really funny jokes throughout it.
Guys, are you going to get up for the 3 a.m. live broadcast of the Royal Wedding?
No.
Because I think it's midnight our time, right?
I'm just going to stay up.
I'm just going to watch it.
I'm just going to stay up all night and watch it.
God save the meme.
BBC America, home of the... Oh, have you read Twitter, I assume?
BBC America broke fucking insane records.
But they pimped our podcast.
Yeah, I know that. They gave us a lower third on BBC America during the Doctor Who marathon.
Yeah.
But the premiere broke insane.
What did it do? Because I didn't read that. I thought it would.
I think they got like 1.3 or 9 million
holy
viewers.
Shit.
Like for
holy shit.
For a cable channel?
That's not on a lot of people's cable channels.
That is in or, those numbers you know what are I mean. Insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Those numbers are insane. Yeah.
That's better than like the Tonight Show gets.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, the Tonight Show sucks.
Oh, I understand.
It was so earnest. So he said, "Well, the Tonight Show sucks." Like he was genuinely offering.
That's double Conan's numbers.
I love insults that
that's
are
enjoyable.
I love insults that are that sound sincere. His show sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. So why would that matter? Why would that be a thing to compare it to? Something awesome and something shitty.
Aren't those like Mad Men numbers?
Mad Men.
The Mad Men program. This is gonna be another three podcast week. Three episodes podcast week.
We are going crazy.
Because I Carolla called me and asked and said, hey, I want to come on. So I said, sure. So he and I just had a chat yesterday and I recorded it. And so I'm going to put it up on Friday just as a bonus podcast.
Raggle.
What?
You're getting rid of us, aren't you?
I'm slowly edging you out.
Every third podcast I've noticed has none of us.
That's been more because I've been traveling too much.
Sure.
And I've been doing these panels.
I know. Carolla lives way up there. In that hill that we can clearly see.
You work, sir, and Jonah works too. So
I could have made the time.
So I feel, you know, like I didn't want to force, because I knew I was going to force you guys to come in today for two episodes to record. I didn't want to drop that on you yesterday too. And we have a bunch more coming up. Like, we're going to do May 2nd, we have our podcast with Kevin Pereira at Meltdown. And then May 12th, we're doing Aussie Night with Rove McManus.
That's right.
And then hopefully an Australian band that I'm not sure I can announce. But but Rove is awesome. Like, Rove was like the Conan of Australia.
Oh, wow.
Like, huge show in Australia called
that,
Rove.
Yeah, that he left.
And then now he's here. And
someone does Rove now out there?
There's a new Rove that he just passes on the sword.
It's Carl Rove.
It's Carl Rove. The show's going to be a little bit different from now on.
Stay away from the birthing thing.
Open up your syllabus. So he
dueling Rove.
So Rove's gonna come on May 12th, and we're gonna do Aussie Night. So if you are an Aussie or an Aussie fan, that will
like
be a night for you at Meltdown.
Meltcomics.com.
Let
everybody know we're not talking about Ozzy Osbourne.
No.
So if you're an Aussie fan coming to the
Aussie night. Aussie. If you're an Aussie fan, not if you're an Aussie fan. Although that'd be a fun matchup.
Yep.
Aussies and Aussies.
I'd watch it.
So there's a bunch of fun shows coming up. And then so, Dan Harmon's going to do a show.
Yeah, we got all those. When are the ones you're going to record by yourself?
May 23rd.
Wait, what's Dan Harmon's doing a show?
Dan Harmon's going to do a show at Meltdown May 23rd.
What is he doing?
It's like a I can't remember what it's called. It's called like...
Oh, it's not a podcast.
Harmonia or something. No. It's basically like a Prairie Home Companion kind of a show.
Oh, man. I really want him to do stand-up on the Meltdown show.
I emailed him and asked him if he want to come on.
Nice.
So we'll see. We'll see if I hear back from Dan Harmon.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. That'll be super fun. We got to do another one of those specials. We got to get him on, Brent Weinbach. We got to get
my calendar's filling up, you guys.
Yeah, we're getting busy shoving all this podcast shit in your.
I should probably go to part time, right?
Did they offer it to you?
I can if I want.
You can?
Yeah, I just don't know if it financially makes sense yet to do that.
Well, you know, see how you feel once you start your show.
Yeah, no, I know. And then, whatever. We'll talk about that later.
The important thing is, I swear I didn't drop this phone in the toilet. I don't know why. I mean, I don't even know why I said that. That just came out weird.
Yeah, it's very toilet.
There's been no water.
God.
I put those little desiccant packets in my bloodstream to soak up all the water. So this literally has not been near any water. I don't know how this happened.
The best is when you open it and there's a ton of rice.
What?
Inside of the computer.
Oh, yeah, to soak up the water.
Oh, people read things on the internet and then believe them.
That's funny.
And I'm sure I'll get tweets now that say, oh, I totally used rice. It worked. Well, it doesn't always
work. You don't have to read all the ads.
Yeah, right? I don't.
No.
Why do I?
It's true. I want to plug something for an artist pal of mine. There's a guy named James Hance. Do you know James Hance's work?
Mm.
It's a fucking great artist. James Hance, HANCE.com. Mm. But he just does some really gorgeous pop culture art. And his daughter, he has a thing up on his site. And his daughter has a super rare intestinal disorder. And he and his poor family are getting avalanched by medical bills. So he's, you know, he's doing art for his daughter, Madison. So I just wanted to give a little, shout for him right there. If you go to jameshance.com, JAMESHANCE.com, and then click on the banner that says Hugs for Madison. I mean, his artwork is truly stunning. And so I wanted to try to help them out because he's done stuff for me before. He's doing one of the pieces for the Chaotic Good Tour.
Oh, nice.
And so, you know, yeah, if anyone can go on his and enjoy his work.
HANCE.
Yes.
Hance.
So there's that. And the Chaotic Good Tour. Also, Minneapolis May 6th, you guys. Well, just me. Listen, here's what you guys have to understand. Here's what you have
he's,
to understand.
He's been doing this all himself.
Here's what you have to understand, though. This tour is all an experiment. Like, if like the Boston show went great, that doesn't mean these other shows are going to great. If no one shows up at these shows, then I will not get to go back and do more of these shows, and then I won't get to take you guys. So
what you're saying is people should really probably go to these shows.
It would be nice if they did.
All those people that support Matt Myra, go see Chris Hardwick before mine.
So that you can see Matt Myra next time I go back.
Seven of
because
you.
The way the touring business works is, you know, they give you a shot. If you sell tickets, they say come back. If you don't sell tickets, then you're another like 2-3 years out.
I know how touring works. The Dave Matthews Band plays 3.5 hours.
Jonah, you steal all the covers. Jonah, you steal all the covers. Roll over. You're snoring.
I'm sorry. Why do we do these?
I'm having the Dave Matthews dream again. It's that one where Matt Myra's talking.
It's so good, right? Oh my God, you guys.
That's Chris. It's okay.
Come see my show. I'll be performing in Minneapolis.
No, I'm fine. I just got my hand between a couple pillows.
Those aren't pillows. Planes, Trains, and Dave Matthew Mobiles.
That's how Matt has a Dave Matthews mobile. Above his crib.
It's the fire dancer. Yeah. His little crib and his funny pajamas, which he can fit into now. Because how much weight have you lost this week? I don't know.
I've weighed myself in 2 weeks.
You haven't?
No.
You look good. I say it every week. You look better and better every week.
But what's more important? Do you feel good? Besides your back.
Yeah. You know, besides the core of your mobility.
Yeah. I've made a promise to myself that I won't complain about my back on the show anymore.
Oh, my aching back.
Yeah. It's a little much, so.
I didn't notice.
Everything's good.
Everything's rosy.
Everything's good.
I just shit my pants a little bit.
I'm sleeping upwards of three, four hours a night. Everything's great, you guys.
You seem chipper today.
I went to bed before you texted me, and I got up at like 8, so I probably got 8 hours of sleep.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yep. I went to the other side of the bed. I said, Greta, you're in the shitty part, because that's the part I've worn in with my giant fat body.
Uh-huh.
So I moved over to the other side.
Uh-huh. So you put her in the Myra pod.
You get into this crevasse.
And then you buried her with covers, and then her little head just sticks out like a sunflower.
It's called the Myra's Trench.
Myra's Trench.
It's like the Marina Trench.
It's the Marianas Trench. The Marianas Trench.
Yeah, exactly.
Marianas.
The Myra-honest Trench.
Myra-honest Trench. Yeah.
I like how this bit has evolved.
Myra's Honest Trench.
Yeah. Yeah, it's down there. I mean, you don't know what's down there. There could be galleons.
But I think I need a new bed. I desperately need a new bed.
Because
I have had the same IKEA mattress since I moved to California.
Oh, you know that's gross, right?
Is it gross to have that?
Well, the amount of skin that fills up. You know how much...
I put sheets on my bed, though.
Yeah. It's fine.
You know what we should set up a little thing to play every time someone falls into the Myra's Trench. you just hear Albert Brooks' voice going, Nemo! Because you're down in there.
It's awful. But I can sort of get to the point now where I'll sit on the bed with my legs on the ground, and then I'll just lay backwards. It's the only way I can sit sort of comfortably. So I prop my head up and sort of watch Ken Burns documentaries.
Oh, that's adorable. Let's put a TV on your ceiling.
That wouldn't help.
Put a bird on it.
No.
Well,
put a bird on it.
I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, that's good times.
Oh, Maddie.
And then Doctor Who was this weekend, which was fantastic.
It was. I watched it again.
Yeah,
Kumail and Emily came over and we all watched it.
I know there's going to be tons of upset people that are going to probably tune into this episode thinking that we were going to talk about it.
I specifically don't want to talk about it because I don't want there to be spoilers.
Yep.
So, because, you know, some people...
Do you mean that once the second episode airs, we still can't talk about it?
You know, I don't want people who haven't seen, you know, because a lot of people who listen to this show have not seen the full series yet.
What if when you're billboarding up front, you say, okay, from 2153 to 2653, we talk about Doctor Who.
Matt, that seems like more work.
It does. Some people have to scrub ahead, and we don't want them to have to do that.
Okay, yeah. So I guess no, whatever.
I think it's nicer to not.
Maybe
slam that table some more, Matt.
I'm standing, so it's at a level at which I hit it.
Let's get Matt a podium from now on.
A pulpit. He needs a pulpit.
Yeah.
He needs a pulpit from which to preach.
Mm. I'd like to raise my voice
as much as possible. Oh, my God. These are things that I don't know about until people tweet me. But they actually put the my book cover on Amazon.
Oh, you got the cover?
The cover's in, yeah. Oh, yeah, great. I did the cover shoot several weeks ago, and now the cover thing's up. Someone sent me a tweet about it. So the Nerdist Way is actually available on Amazon with the cover.
That's crazy.
And I'm on it!
When will I be able to pick up the Kindle edition of that book?
I don't know. What do I look like? A fucking book publisher?
Whatever. Yeah.
I don't know.
You sound like every person that tweets us like, hey, I don't get BBC America. What do you suggest I do? I don't know. Fucking move. Fucking don't ask us technical questions about where you can watch TV.
Just torrent it, people.
I don't understand. Like, it's like fucking, I was always insulted when someone ever, and whenever anyone did that, let me Google that for you thing.
Right.
But like fucking Google it. You figure it out.
I did
that
last night. I was with a customer for an hour and a fucking half. And I just was like, okay, I'll Google it. And then I would do it. I literally had to say that to her.
Aww. And did she cry?
She was like, what's the best way to organize my email so I know what to do?
Yeah. Where should I start in Doctor Who?
I don't understand.
First of all, you're not that kind of tech support.
Oh, God. Anyway, never mind.
Do people think you guys are life coaches?
I left work late because of that woman.
Aww. That sucks. What does she do in life?
She does something with movies. She had EP budgeting and EP scheduling.
She watches them. She watches.
Sounds like a line producer.
Yeah.
Sounds like a line producer to me.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm excited. We are waiting right now. Julie Benz is coming into the podcast for a later episode. Mm. I mean, we're going to record it today. It's going to go into a later episode. Just in case you don't know how that works.
Yeah. So that's good, I guess.
I'm excited about that. I like her. I like her, okay?
Have you ever had anyone you don't like? You don't have to say who. Have you ever had anyone you don't like on the podcast? I wouldn't imagine that you have.
No, I haven't, actually.
Us.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. I asked you to do the podcast last year. I didn't think you'd keep showing up.
Yeah, I said yes.
Like, oh, I'll just have these guys as training wheels.
It's like high fidelity.
Training wheels
I hired
are
them
off,
for 3 days
guys.
A week, and then they just started showing
just
up
started
every day.
They,
Mother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a night it really was.
And Jazz is tough. You patchouli stink out of my store. Move it, Larda.
I haven't seen High Fidelity in a while.
Great, great
it's
movie.
It's a good movie.
All-time favorite movie.
But I am enjoying the girl who played Penny Hardwick on Justified.
Oh, she on Justified? The
She's
German?
On Justified.
No, Penny Hardwick is not. That's
Was it like your sister?
Penny Hardwick was the really cute girl that he broke up with because she wouldn't have sex with him, and then
and fucked the other guy.
It wasn't rape, but it wasn't far off.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And then she couldn't have sex in college, Jonah. That's when you're supposed to have sex. In college.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
Top 5 Penny Hardwick impersonations.
Desert Island, all time. Top 5.
Hey.
Whoa, what?
What?
Do we know that guy?
Who?
What?
Did someone just...
What guy?
I'm confused. That's Todd Christopher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on, I'm getting a call. It might be Julie Benz's agent. Hello?
Julie Benz's agent.
Oh, you are in the lobby. Okay. We are in the... Can you see us in the recording studio? There's
not
a big
Dexter
glass
anymore.
Recording studio in the lobby.
She got killed by the Trinity Killer. Spoiler
alert. Yeah, we're in the north. We're just wrapping up a quick record. We'll be done in a couple minutes.
Spoiler alert.
That's the way the song goes. It's not my fault.
You can actually see us yapping away.
I don't understand why you think that's okay.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
What happened?
What's okay, happening? That was my phone call with Julie Benz's publicist. Okay. She has arrived!
Why does she have a publicist? I don't have a publicist. Should I get a publicist?
You're not on anything.
He's on Vicodin.
And sleeping
pills. I'm on two-thirds of the Nerdist podcast every week.
That's true.
You gotta relax about
this
that.
This is not televised, though. You understand that, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What are all these lights for? Explain that.
Well, they do shoot some television here, but just not us. They're out there. They are out there
for half of a second.
Hey, I'll be out in 1 second. We should probably wrap up.
He's like, she can hear you out of the soundproof glass.
I know, but
I'll be out in 1 second.
I enunciated my words for lip reading purposes.
Go ahead, Joan, and I will just do the show by ourselves,
like the lip reading software in Torchwood that they have.
I didn't know
spoiler alert. So this is going to be a frightfully short, hostful podcast this week, but I cannot leave.
Listen, you're dropping three. Don't worry about it.
I cannot leave. Sounds gross.
We also should get that started soon.
I just can't leave Julie Benz sitting out there in the lobby
while I'm
creepily staring at her while we're doing this podcast. And let's be honest, why would I focus on you guys when I can see her right behind you?
That's a good point.
I've lost a lot of weight.
It's true. It is true.
I continue to gain weight.
Are you finding Matt's weight?
I think so.
Shit.
They arrived to me at night.
All right. So sorry for the host, the short hostel like podcast Adipose. This week. We did the best we could.
Hey, G4's, they get three episodes.
G4's feedback was in here earlier, Adipose. So we got in here as early as we could to record this. Well, quickly, what are you listening to? Quick.
I'm listening to a new 7-inch by Bears, and also there's a 7-inch out, an EP, Boring. Two-songer by Matt Berry. Comedian and actor from England, Matt Berry. These songs are fucking incredible. Try and find the new EP by Matt Berry.
Matt Berry.
So good. He's from Snuffbox, from Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, ACDC. No, ADBC. I can't remember what it is.
Letters. Another one.
But but he's a hilarious guy, and he has like two songs out right now that are fucking incredible. So okay. Bears and Matt Berry.
Okay. What about you, Matthew? Anything?
I listen to nothing.
I didn't listen to anything new this week, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know what I did listen to? I started the Ray LaMontagne channel.
Oh, you started your own channel?
On Pandora.
Why are you going back to Pandora, bro?
I know, I'm still listening to RDO as well. I just go back and forth.
You can do that. You can do the Pandora.
He's great.
There's a Pandora
His
thing
cover
you can
of
do
trouble is so good.
The new
gravel out of my throat.
And the new Death Cab single is great.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, you're a tourist. It's great.
I'll check that out.
I've been listening down and repeat.
Okay, great. All right, thanks for listening to Hostful Podcast. For the love of God, come see me at the Varsity Theater in Minneapolis on May 6th. I don't know what I'll do. I'll just turn into a heaping, sobbing pile of man tears.
I was almost weirded out a little bit.
Oh, up here? Oh, hey, guys, how's it going?
I just don't know what's wrong with me.
Terry! Oh, God, Terry!
Oh, Frank. Oh. Frank, they're not here to see you. They're here for Weird Al Yankovic.
Terry, why did you get all right-wing and crazy, Terry?
Yeah, that one saving grace of Victoria Jackson's that she was in Saturday Night Live in UHF.
And killed all of that. All right, thanks for listening to this week's Hopeful Podcast. We'll be back next week, hopefully, with another one that's longer. And we'll see you later.
Hopefully, no promises.
EYB.
Pretty young thing. Eat your burrito. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast was brought to you by GoToMeeting, the award-winning web conferencing service. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com. Enter the promo code Nerdist.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fu,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.